It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, guests from the community, we've got one of our favorites, Mary from the Habitat for Humanity, and she brought along one of our other favorites, Jennifer from the Restore,
yes,
which is associated with the Habitat for Humanity. Hello, ladies. How are y'all doing?
Good. We're excited to be here.
It's always good to have you in here. And, of course, we'll talk a little Habitat for Humanity coming up. But right now, we want to talk about the Restore in particular because Jennifer and crew have got a big rummage sale coming up for April the 2nd, which is the first Saturday in April from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. At the Restore. And this rummage sale, tell us a little bit about it. And you still got a few booths available, but tell us all about what's going to be going on at the sale that day.
We will have a bouncy house provided by Bounce a Lot. Our food truck is Breeze Salad Hut. We'll have music going. The booths are $10. You can sell, you know, your items that you have at home that you've been wanting to get rid of. We'd love for you to come out and get a booth.
$10 to get you a booth. First item you sell, just about you're going to get that. You're going to get that back right there. Or whatever.
Right. I mean,
so this is a great opportunity to set up where people are coming to, and you won't have to wait for people to come to your house or your place or wherever it's at. You can just set up there and get the group as they come in to buy your goods. This is a good way to get rid of whatever it is you're trying to get. Don't throw it away, you know. Don't have to go through the hassle at your own place. Just bring it here and do it there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great idea. You already had one of these before, so you know it went well.
Yes, it did.
And people liked it. The people that both the people that that put up the booth and the people that were coming there, because the people that love to go to yard sales and garage sales and things like that, here's a great opportunity to come to one place and look at all kinds of items. You don't have to go skip over with gas. We've been talking about gas. With gasoline the way it is, you don't have to go from here to the other side of town to that yard sale that's going on over or where. Just come to one place.
Yeah.
And you'll have plenty of opportunities. There's going to be plenty of booze out there to be able to get you a find, get you a something you're looking for. Yeah, talk about that, raffles.
We had a lot of fun. Last time we did a raffle, and everyone was so happy about it, so we decided to do it again. Mm-hmm. We're having 5 raffles. We'll have 2 rugs, 2 kids' baskets, and a paint-a-room basket. Mm-hmm. The tickets are $3, and we'll pull it on that Saturday at 4 o'clock.
All right. Tickets are just
$3.
Uh-huh. It's a good opportunity. I like y'all's prices.
We can afford you.
Yeah, we can actually afford you. Now, we talked about the Restore being located on New Boston Road. Uh-huh. What's the exact address?
It's 3632 New Boston Road.
3632 New Boston Road. And if you kind of trying to figure that out, it's where New Boston and Old Boston kind of merge together.
Okay.
And if you're going towards the Walmart, it's before you get to the red light at the loop there. It's on your right. If you were coming in from the opposite direction, it'd be on your left. And you can see the feather banners and things. Mm-hmm. They kind of set off the road there. I look at it like it feels like it's on all Old Boston Road, but I know the address is New Boston Road. So, you know, it's kind of set back a little bit there. But a great place to come. Just talk about not the rummage sale, but the typical items that you have inside the Restore.
We get a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. We have decorations for your house. We have furniture, kitchenwares. We have rugs, paint supplies. We buy all of those brand new.
Mm-hmm.
We also have building materials, and sometimes we get in appliances.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen some kitchen appliances and things like that in there. And like I said, most of it is gently used.
Uh-huh.
A few items are brand new, but most of it's gently used, so it's in good shape, good condition, and you can get you a good bargain there.
Yeah.
And you can find unique items.
Yes.
Like left-handed golf clubs.
Exactly. I was waiting for that to get snuck
well,
in.
Well, yeah. So, it's really a good place to come. What are the Restore hours and days?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 5.
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. And if somebody wants to donate a gently used item, or maybe they bought something and maybe they didn't even use it really, and they want to give it to you guys, how do they do that?
They can come in during those same hours, Tuesday through Saturday, from 9 to 5. We also do pickups on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They just have to give us a call and schedule it at 903-306-2589.
All right. If you hadn't been there, it's a great place to go. And like I said, they do have some unique items sometimes, and you can get you a good bargain on it. And it helps out such a great cause, which we'll talk about, Habitat for Humanity, and some of the things that Mary is doing to help people out. This would be news time, local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning. We're going to let our Oak Creek Furniture be our sponsor, our continued talk with our friends, our guests from the community, Mary from Habitat for Humanity, and Jennifer, who also works there, is heads up and runs the restore.
Yes.
That's right.
We love you.
Aw, I love y'all too.
Well,
we do, and we love the restore.
But we really love Mary too. Don't feel left out.
No, never.
Mary, don't feel left out.
Right.
No. A lot of love going on here. Let's see here. We're going to talk about Habitat.
Yes.
Some
let's
things
talk
you got
about
going
Habitat.
On.
Yeah. We have several things going on. First, I want to say that we have this program, our repair program, and it's on the Arkansas side. It's designed for senior citizens, 65 and older, that own their own home, that are living in their home. We have all these qualifications. They must fit the median income level. People just need to call the office at 903-832-1746, or they can come by the office. And today, I'll be there most of the day, and we can go over the application. They can also pick up an application at the restore.
Okay.
And these are for Arkansas residents.
All right. So let's say they meet all the qualifications and things like that. What type of repairs are we talking about?
We're talking about minor repairs.
But it's major to them. But it's
well, and they're critical, too, because let's say that someone all of a sudden is in a wheelchair and their doors aren't wide enough. That's critical for them.
Yeah, it's essential,
Yes, but it really is a minor repair for us, so we can go in there and take care of that. We're not going to do any kind of major renovations, you know, restorations. We're not going to go in there and do a whole thing. We can do some painting projects because that way we can utilize our volunteers. Now, on the major things that are electrical and plumbing, things like that, we're going to use tradespeople, and we pay them. So we are capped at the different projects. But we want people to age in place, and that means that, you know, someone that has lived in their home for 15, 30 years, and they've gotten to where they just can't do those little repairs, call us. And if they qualify, we can do those repairs.
That would be great.
Yes.
And like I said, once you get up in age a little bit, or if you get a little movement problem going, some of those things that you might consider minor, like getting under the sink and trying to do something with the plumbing, or getting up on a ladder to install something.
Right.
It's a big deal.
That's right.
It's
That's
a huge
right.
deal.
And sometimes, you know, these light fixtures are kind of complicated to take down. And so you go into someone's home and it's very dark, and it's because they haven't changed out their light bulb. Something that simple you know, that we can do.
And you also try to help out disabled people and vets.
Oh, yes,
veterans.
Absolutely. If they're out there in their own home, they're living in there, yes, they need to call us.
Right.
And tomorrow we are going to set up at the Home Expo for the Board of Realtors at the Texarkana, Arkansas Convention Center. And so we'll have a booth there, and they can pick up applications there. But we'll also have the housing applications available, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're never going to get away from building from the ground up. We just kind of have to wait on that. So that's why we're concentrating on our critical repair, because right now the costs of materials are really expensive. And so now we're in a partnership with the Home Builders Association as well, and they're having a home show and garden show the end of the month on the 26th, and we'll be there as well.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
You're going to be out and about.
Yes, we are. So if you can't find my office, which is really difficult, you can always go to the restore, pick up an application, or meet me at the Home Expo this weekend and on the 26th at Cross Ties.
Oh, okay. So you're going to just be out and about. And, yeah, I will vouch for her. Office is hard to find. It is.
It is.
Really is.
I found it.
We almost got lost trying to find it.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone is listening that wants to know where we are, we're located at 2623 and a half North Robinson Road. And the reason we're a half is because if you plug in 2623 North Robinson Road, it takes you to the Trinity Presbyterian Evangelical Church. Our Habitat office is located behind the church. It's a standalone building across from the playground. Yes, that's
it's not their back shed.
It's no, it's not the church office. It's the back standalone building.
All right. 1039, mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Three convenient locations to serve you: Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. And we've got our friends, our guests from the community, Mary and Jennifer. They're from Habitat for Humanity and the Restore, which is associated with Habitat. And we're going to talk in a minute. We'll kind of go back over the rummage sale that's coming up soon. That is a great opportunity for either you to sell items or to buy items, whichever way you're looking at. But right now, let's play a game or two. We'll go real quick through these because these are real easy.
Okay.
It's Classic Edition Slogan Off. I already previewed them, and they are very easy.
Oh, good. Okay. We can win.
Okay. Yeah, you will win. Ring around the collar. I'm giving you the slogan. You give me the product. Ring around the collar.
You've got this.
I have no idea.
Mary.
Mary.
Yeah. It's not tied. It's whisk.
I said it was easy, but
whisk.
Whisk. Get rid of ring around
That's
the
right.
collar.
I could see.
Remember,
the
these
commercial.
Are classic editions. I'm stuck on blank because blank stuck on me.
Oh, Jennifer's got this.
Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Stuck on
Band-Aid. Yes. She started singing it for us.
Yeah, start singing. I'm stuck on Band-Aid. You deserve a break today at
McDonald's.
Yes. Now, this one I don't associate with this product, but anyway, it's one of their slogans from the past. Open happiness.
Zax.
Open happiness.
Open happiness. Never heard of it.
I don't either.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Oh.
I thought it was
really?
I thought it was the real thing or whatever back
then.
That's
the real thing, yeah.
They have a bunch.
Now, this one's easy. For all you do, this blank's for you.
Aw.
It's a beer.
Oh, I don't drink beer.
Bud.
For all you do, this blank's for you.
Bud.
Budweiser,
this
Bud's
for you.
This Bud's for
you.
All right, that was Classic Edition Slogan Off. But we do have time real quickly for a little bit more trivia.
All right, let's do this.
All righty. Oh, wow. This is not that easy, but in 1982, the first successful implant of a permanent artificial heart was performed. Who designed the artificial heart?
Dr. Seuss.
That was before I was born.
Dr. Seuss?
No. Before Jennifer.
Well, yeah, it was well before Jennifer was born.
I was born in 84, so.
It was a guy by the name of Robert Jarvik. The Jarvik artificial. Barney Clark was the guy that received the first heart, I think, and he lived for 2 or 3 months. Well, I'm just telling it like it is.
All right.
Oh, good gracious. What does WWW stand for in a website browser?
World Wide Web.
Say it fast 3 times and see how that goes. Yes, that is so true. That's what it is. Don't answer this one, Anna.
Okay, I won't.
What is the largest totally freshwater lake in the world? I'll give you a hint. It is one of the Great Lakes of the United States. But which one of the Great Lakes is the largest lake that's not saltwater?
I don't know.
Think of on top to be the best, to be the biggest, and think of the Great Lakes names. Come on, Mary.
I can picture it.
Well, we got Lake Michigan and Lake Ontario, but it's Lake Superior.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. There you go. A little trivia to go
That's
along.
A lot of trivia. We did good on the old
Yeah,
style.
You did all right.
That's a lot of trivia.
It just seemed that way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, once again, the rummage sale for the Restore is going on Saturday, April 2nd, which is the first Saturday, obviously, in April, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Restore, which is located at what New Boston Road?
3632
New Boston Road. It's just right where New Boston and Old Boston come together. And you got a chance, if you hurry, to get a booth. They're going fast. They've already sold a lot of them. How much does it cost to get a booth?
They're $10 a booth, and you'll come in the Restore to be able to get one or to buy raffle tickets as well.
Okay, because they are going to have raffle items available.
Yes.
You buy a ticket for $3 a raffle ticket, right?
Uh-huh.
And you could be a big winner there. And, yeah, hurry up before the booths are gone, but it'd be a great time for you people that want to go out and buy to come to that location and check out all these booths. And they're going to have things for the kids, music, bouncy houses, food trucks. You got Breeze Salad, which you can purchase, and then a free Bounce-A-Lot bouncy house from Rob Addison. All right. And this is all going on April the 2nd. thank y'all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for making our morning.
Yeah, it's always good to have them in, and be sure and check that out. And like I said, if you're going to get a booth, you better hurry, because they've already sold quite a bit of them, and there's just a few left.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.